D-Mace, Finnegan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. Vanderbilt back in action tomorrow, hosting Missouri in another key SEC matchup as we approach March. March will be here tomorrow. March Madness is upon us. And joining us on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, is Vanderbilt forward Jalen Carey. Jalen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course, anytime. It's an honor to be here, for sure.
So let's talk about the most recent win on Wednesday, a big road win at Texas A&M, 86-84. One thing missing from the Commodores' resume was that marquee road win. You were able to get it against the Aggies. What went right for your team on Wednesday?
I feel like we were just really composed, you know. Our biggest thing has been we haven't played good second halves. And that was a key emphasis going into this game, was just focusing on our second halves. And I feel like we did that. We executed well in the second half. And, we're just keep on building on what we have already done, and that's just the best thing we've done.
Let's talk about those second halves, because as you said, one issue that the team has had at various points this season is maintaining that composure in the second half. Opponents have had some runs in the second half. When you look at that particular issue, what would you say has been the biggest cause of that you were able to fix this past Wednesday?
Just scoring the ball. In the second half, in the previous games, the other team has picked up their defense and intensity, and we kind of like were shell-shocked, and we just kind of had to like calm ourselves down, really, and just make sure we know who we are. We have our identity now, and that's just being tougher, being dogs out there, you know, and bringing a lot of energy from the bench. Me and Glock, we were in foul trouble. We were just bringing energy. Our guy, JQ, stepped up huge. It was crazy, man. 24, that was my guy. Just always having everybody ready. That was our biggest thing that took away, too, from that game. Guys that usually haven't been there, they stepped up when we needed them, and that was the best, too, also about it.
You followed Mark Byington from James Madison to Vanderbilt. The turnaround that the team has had year over year has been astonishing to watch. Of course, you weren't here last year, but you know Mark Byington as a coach. You know, what has allowed him to get the buy-in from this group that's allowed him to turn around this program so quickly?
I remember Coach B, he had told us last year at JMU that if we sacrifice as a team, everybody's individual goals, our team goals are be the best. And that's what I've always had installed in me since then, and that's why I guess he brought me over here, because he knew that it's going to be hard, you know, now playing with in the SEC. Everybody's got their own egos. Everybody wants their own goals. And it was tough at first, but I'm glad to see everybody starting to come to it now, where as if, hey, if we all share the rock and share the glory, it'll just be 10 times better than everybody having their own individual goals. And that's what he's just been telling us, and He's just a great coach. That's all I can say about that.
Jalen Carey joining us on the program. Jalen, I've noticed something that you do to get inside opponents' heads. After you make a big dunk or a big shot, you'll sometimes run headfirst into the padded stand underneath the hoop. What's behind that? What are you trying to accomplish there?
It's energy, man. I talk about it after the Texas game. I have the reason why I play this game. I've always been doubted, man. You know, my family's they had their history, brother and dad, and me. I kind of had a different route, and that route has always keep that passion and fire in me. And when I do it, I'm just letting it out, you know. And that's just the passion and energy I like to play with, and it's going to take me somewhere, and that's just what I believe in, you know.
Hey, well, Jalen Carey, don't pull a Trent Green. I don't know if you know who Trent Green is. You may be a little bit too young for this, but Trent Green was the quarterback of the then St. Louis Rams. and he scored a touchdown and ran his head purposely into a mat and ended up getting a concussion. And that led the way for Kurt Warner to come in and be the guy that he ultimately be. So, yeah, bump your head on it, but not too hard. Bandits still need you, man. They need you, especially as
I got you. But, yeah, I'm a big guy, man. You know, my dad played football, so I can take some hits, you know. And it's a pass. So.
That's good. That's
I
good.
I got you, for sure.
But looking at this, you talked about just a few minutes ago how – you know, the guys finally, you know, came to a sort of a consensus. Hey, listen, if we're going to have any success, we got to play as a team. And it has to be hard when this is entirely basically a new team, a bunch of guys coming in from different, you know, universities or freshmen that have never played really any time together. And then you throw them all together. They have camp to sort of mesh. But then you get into the season and maybe things aren't going quite as well. It's not because you're a bad team. It's just because you guys hadn't had a lot of minutes together. When was that game this season that you felt and that your team felt, okay, we are a team. We are figuring it out. And we see the team that we can become.
Honestly, I feel like, it might sound crazy, even though it was in a loss, but I feel like that Tennessee game on the road, when we played in Knoxville in that tough environment, even though we might have lost, I still feel like, hey, we were right there. We were a play, about one possession bad playoff, and it was just, hey, I really like where we're at, and it's crazy, you know. And even though we lost that game, I still feel like we were right there, and everybody realized it. Even though we might have lost the next game, too, after that in Kentucky, it kind of felt like the same thing. We're just that step off. And I felt like after that Kentucky game, we kind of like starting to, hey, we're starting to bring in more in practice. We're starting to have more intensity, and it's firing us all up. And I really do appreciate that and enjoy that with this team right now. Because usually during this time, teams start to fall off or get better. And it's good to see that we're on the right track and we're steady improving and keeping better right now.
Now, is it – I'm sure it's a positive thing to see in that run versus Texas A&M that four of the guys on the floor were guys that are not starters, but yet still you're playing a very good Aggies team, and those guys were able to hold their own, which to me signals that, hey, this team may not be as big, but it seems like they're getting deeper, and that's the good thing heading into not just the SEC tournament, but March Madness.
Yeah, Coach B always says, if you're not going to praise your teammates or clap for your teammates, and when it's your time to come, you're going to look like poop out there. So all the guys that were out there that were, like you said, shining in those moments, they were positive when it wasn't their turn. And even the guys who were on the bench, like myself and my other teammates that weren't shining against Texas A&M, we were supporting them and bringing them energy. And that's what it's all about, just supporting each other when it's not our turn. It's not our time to shine. It's just, can we be there for our teammates when we need them? And that's what it's about, man. And I really do like that about our team. We're starting to realize it, and that's good.
We'll talk with Jalen Carey, a Vanderbilt sophomore forward. Now, in a lot of these games, Jalen, you guys have played excellent first halves, especially in the games that you lost. But it's been the second halves of those games where it seems to have gotten away from y'all. And I don't think it's so much that y'all can't compete. I just think sometimes because y'all are allowed to be physical in the first half, the second half, y'all still have that mentality. And all of a sudden, guys like McLaughlin and yourself get into foul trouble, which puts y'all on the bench. How do you adjust to that when the calls change, when it goes from being a very physical first half and no fouls are being called, or not that many, to a second half, you're still being physical, but now they are making those calls?
We just got to know that we got to just adjust. That's all. Even myself, I may be young, but we can't use that excuse right now, especially we're around 17 or around 60 tomorrow. We just got to be ready to do what we got to do. And like you said, adjusting to knowing that the foul calls are going to change because our team needs us, especially in the second half. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah.
Jalen, I know that you don't need to be reminded of this, but I'm just going to read you the rankings of your past five opponents. Number one, number five, number 17, number 24, and number 12. We've talked a ton this season about just the gauntlet that is the SEC, but take us inside what it's like to play these high caliber opponents on a nightly basis. There is no night off in the SEC. So what is that like as a player?
Man, it's just a blessing, man. Coming out of high school, at first I didn't even think I was going to be able to get any scholarships, and playing at JMU, it could really show you something about life. And, you know, and we had the blessing where my team was crazy last year and playing in packed gyms, but not big arenas. And now in the SEC, playing, like you said, this gauntlet schedule, playing in front of tens and 20,000 people every night, it's crazy. It's just, I'm just blessed to be in this position right now. And like you said, it's a crazy gauntlet, and I'm just blessed and just excited every night for a new challenge that is upon us, and just amazing, man.
Last one for you, Jalen. Let's talk about tomorrow's game, hosting number 14 Missouri. Missouri had a big win not too long ago against Alabama. What's your scouting report on the Tigers for tomorrow?
I can't give you too much, but we're going to come in there with an NFL mindset, football mindset, that it's going to be a dogfight, and we're going to have to try to withstand some adversity and just keep going and keep fighting, and eventually it'll come to us.
Jalen Carey, Vanderbilt basketball forward, joining us on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Jalen, thank you so much for your time. Good luck tomorrow against Missouri.
Of course. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Jalen Carey joining us on the program.